He sat a while, fondly watching the cub, trying to remember an Otter Stream song as the babe's eyes began to close in the warm midday sun.
Oh, if I was a stream, I'd chance to go a racing to the sea. Yonder way fresh waters flow, and that's the way for me. Leaping and bounding, splashing and sounding, red around rock and log. With pike and trout, I'd frisk about a good old river dog. Through leafy glades, the waters call, across the open meadow. And when I sight a waterfall, why, down will go me head-o.
Dana's eyes flickered as he fought against the slumbers that threatened to overcome him, and he yawned aloud, giving out a squeaking sound. Rilflag turned his attention to the shallows, where movement had caught his eye.
Ah, I see water shrimp. What do you say, little matey? Shall we catch some to take back to Redwall? You stay there and watch your old dad. I'll show you the way 'tis done.
Sawney crouched behind a broad elm trunk on the other side of the stream, Grisool at his side. He pulled the seer close, whispering in her ear.
That's no Tagarum. He's a full-grown otter. What do we do now?
That one is no part of my vision,
the vixen seer whispered back.
Thou canst do what thou likes with him. He is none of our concern.
Felch the fox, Dagrab the rat, and Valag Bowbeast were hiding on the other side of the stream, behind a high bank bend. Sawney slid back toward them, staying on the opposite bank until he was out of the big otter's eye line. Then he waved to Valag, attracting his attention. Sawney pointed to Rilflag and made a gesture with both paws, as if firing a bow. Valag nodded. It was a simple task for a skilled bow beast. Standing waist-deep in the water, the otter straightened up with a double pawful of water shrimp. Too late, he saw the ferret, standing on top of the bank, with bow drawn and a shaft notched onto the string. Valag Bowbeast could hear a dragonfly on the wing. The big otter, standing still in the stream, presented an easy target. He fired. Rilflag lay dead in the water, an arrow in his heart. Felch and Dagrab dashed along the bank toward Rilflag's body. The fox pulled up sharply, almost tripping over the otter babe that lay on the mossy bankside. He grabbed at the little creature, scrabbling to pick it up, but Dana growled and bit his paw, drawing blood. Felch yowled and grabbed for the axe he carried in a shoulder strap.
Yowt, you little savage! Bite me, would you?
Sawney was crashing through the shallows on the far side of the ford when he saw Felch raise the axe. Quick as lightning, Sawney threw his knife, and Felch lay screaming beside the otter babe, his right paw fixed to the axe handle by Sawney's blade.